Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone, a show about sports and faith and how the two come together in lives being touched. Right now, discover how people in sports walk in faith with hosts Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, flying solo this first segment. Our special guest, and I'm excited about this one, he is the kicker for your Green Bay Packers. He is Mason Crosby. Mason, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, normally this first segment, we'll talk a lot about guys' backgrounds and stuff, and you played at the University of Colorado, had unanimous All-American honors, and played at a high school in Texas, and was a sixth-round draft pick with the Green Bay Packers. But with us just having one segment with you, I wanted to kind of jump into doing some research for the show, and there was a quote from you that just jumped off the page, and I think I want that to be our jumping off point. As Mason talked about his faith, he said, "I think he helps me knowing, and he being Christ, me knowing that kicking is what I do and not who I am. It's not everything that I am. I can escape knowing that my relationship with Christ is what carries me. I'm always reading in Proverbs and Psalms to relax my mind before we play. I know that God cares for me at all times, regardless to any outcomes here." And it's just a really strong quote. A lot of the people that listen to this show, I've been a high school basketball coach for a long time, are coaches, not only in this part of the state, but all through the country that I keep getting emails and text messages from. And that quote, I think, really rings to the people that are listening. So, Mason, when you talk about, look, this is not who I am, it's just what I do, I really like that. And is that something that you've had with you since you were in college, or is that something that you came when you became a Packer?
You know, it's obviously our faith is a journey. So, there's been different steps and different moments in life that have kind of shaped that and reaffirmed that belief. So obviously growing up in a household of believers in Texas and coming up through the church and having my faith has always been strong, but it wasn't always tested at times, especially early on. So yeah, as I got to college, obviously going out on your own for the first time, had a strong group of believers on the team and a great FCA program and Bible study groups that I dove into, and then being here in Green Bay, everything going well, different things, and then I had a tough season, I guess, if you will, in 2012, and I look at that also as a reshaping of kind of my mind and my heart and continuing to grow my faith in the fact that this game is amazing. I love playing it. I get to suit up in pads every week and then go kick a ball through the uprights, but that's not who I want to necessarily be remembered as, and that's not what my life is called to be, especially off the field. I have a family, I have kids, and then I talk to a lot of kids as well, and try to put that and instill that in them that we can be defined by this game. A lot of different things try to pigeonhole us as just you're a football player, this game is who you are, all those things, but but there's so much more to that, and faith gives you that. It gives me that outlet for sure to say, you know what, this game, make, miss, good, bad. It's not going to be who I am at the end of the day because it's fleeting for sure.
We're talking with Mason Crosby. He is the place kicker for your Green Bay Packers. Mason, who was the head coach at Colorado when you played there?
Gary Barnett.
That's excellent. We had Bill McCartney on Faith in the Zone a couple of years ago, and he talked a lot about being on that campus and you know, there's some really strong when he was there, and certainly a leader in that. Strong Christian young men that were, you know, doing a lot of the same stuff that you were doing as well. You know, you had talked about your family and having kids, and I know from, again, doing a lot of research, Mason, for me to start talking about some of the things that you do in the community, you're fairly quiet about that, and I appreciate that. But I know that you guys are, you and your wife, very involved with the Lombardi Cancer Foundation and Make-A-Wish.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important, and thank you for that. I was reading an article, and this was a quote from a mom who her son was a big Mason Crosby fan, and they drove up from Tennessee for you to ride his bike. And she said, Mason treated Matthew like gold. That'll be an experience of a lifetime. He brought his bike all the way to Wisconsin. I could not wipe the grin off this young man's face, and he will talk about this the rest of his life. It's amazing when we talk to guys like you, Mason, and the platform that the Lord has given you, and to see a guy like you utilizing that platform in ways like this is what makes it literally gives goosebumps to me, because I think it's so important. This young man will tell this story about meeting you for the rest of his life and what a nice man you were. And I think that is so important for us to understand if we utilize the platform the Lord has given us, and you obviously do that.
Well, that's exactly it. Is I've been given much, and so I have to give all that back. And I try to live for more than myself. And we all have platforms. We all have influence in some way or another. So you just have to identify what that is. Decide how are you going to live your life. Are you going to live it for yourself selfishly, or are you gonna bring others in and try to fulfill a life that is pleasing to Christ? So those things are daily thoughts that I have, daily prayers that I make of just what am I doing in my life that is an example to others, that that can be an example to my kids, example to others, that will grow the kingdom and continue it forward, because whenever it's all said and done, those are going to be the most important things. Like, what legacy did I leave in the community, with friends, with family, loved ones, people that honestly have never met me? Just what is that image going to be? And so our life, I grew up in a family of servants, people that my parents. My mom runs an organization in Texas, helping underprivileged youth in communities down there. And so I find myself, always seeking out opportunities to do that. And honestly, probably whenever I was when I was a little bit younger, I didn't quite understand that servant mindset too, of doing it without recognition. That's sometimes what we get caught up in, is like, okay, what are we doing? What are we being seen doing as well? And my wife actually taught me a lot on that, with her faith, and just of doing things without seeking out recognition. Obviously, we can use our platform, and we can try to bring awareness and do those things, but making it not about us, but about what we are giving to, and what what organizations are important and you know what Christ is doing in our lives.
And we were talking to Mason Crosby, his place kicker for the Green Bay Packers. Mason, when you talked about getting on campus at Colorado and making sure that you had some people there that were keeping you accountable, is what it sounded like to me, by joining FCA and getting involved in prayer group. How important is it? And we have a lot of student athletes that listen to this show. How important is it for these guys to understand that when they move away for the first time and they get on a college campus, and whether it's to go to school or to go to school and play sports, that they find groups of like-minded Christian young men and women that can hold them accountable once they get on campus?
Yeah, for sure. And I'd be lying to you if I said it was always easy. if it was
sure.
always easy just to take those steps and to make sure that that I was growing in my faith and doing those things, had to be intentional about it. And like I said, I was fortunate there was a solid group of believers within the athletic department. So seeking out those groups, not just on your specific team, but whenever you go into the whole athletic department, there's usually that connection, and that's what the Bible study group was kind of a culmination of all sports coming together and getting together and just talking about the Lord and doing a Bible study. So being intentional, and it's tough whenever you're playing a sport, you're going to school, you're away from home for the first time. It's not something that feels natural always, especially just kind of those learning experiences. But if you can jump into that right away, whether you're playing a sport or not, but find a group that can help guide you through those tough times, because that's what it's about. I mean, is connecting with people, having relationship, and trying to grow every day.
Hey, Mason, real quick, you had brought up that one year that you had, and it was a tough year. And you know what? As a sales guy and an on-air guy here, if I have a tough year, my wife and I know about it. But if you have a tough year, that thousands and thousands of Packer fans all over the country can see it. And I'm wondering, how much did your faith help you through that year?
Oh, man. Without it, it would have been a disaster. And like I said at the beginning, was my faith has been a journey. It's always growing, I'm always finding new amazing things that happen in my life that just reaffirm it. And and just like anything, you're going to be tested at times. And that was one where my faith allowed me to step away from what was happening on the field, make sure I dove into relationships with Christ and my faith, but also relationships with my parents, with my family members, with friends. I became a better teammate that year because I stepped away from being a result-based, result-driven individual to just really trusting and letting go of all those things. And the freedom in that is outstanding. I mean, there's been some great moments. There were great moments before. There's been great moments since. There's been some tough ones since as well. But I found even a higher peace in my heart than I ever had because of that year, and because I was rooted in faith there.
After you go through something like that, and I don't know how much, and all of us go through things like that, but I don't know, as we're in the middle of it, if we ever think, hey, Lord, what are you doing here? But after it's done, and then you can look back like we're doing now, you can say, okay, the Lord had a plan. You know what, maybe it was I needed to be a better teammate. Or for me, maybe I needed to be a better father, a better husband, a better friend. And it amazes me sometimes that when he forces us to take a step back, we think, why are you doing this to us? And then there's this plan that I think he has for all of us. Hey, we've just got a minute left. The Super Bowl win that you had with the Packers against Pittsburgh, would that be at this point the highlight of your career with the Packers?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually in a room right now at the stadium, and there's a poster on the wall with a play from that game. So I was honestly just thinking about that. But
it's awesome.
Yeah, it's tough to think of any greater professional moment than winning a Super Bowl with your teammates, and obviously here in Green Bay, what it means to this organization and this community. I mean, we have the best fans in the world, so. That, like, thinking about that moment and the emotions and the joy that came from that, professionally, that was by far the greatest moment of my career.
Hey, I got to tell you, I thank God for your parents. I thank God for your wife, Molly, we have wives that pray for us every day. Prayerful wife is just incredible to me, and I envy you that you figured this out at an early age, because I did not. And I envy guys that figured it out as early as you did, and the things that you do. I can't thank you enough for a few minutes of your time. I really appreciate it. I was a big fan of yours as a football player prior to this. And the more research I did, I'm a huge fan of you as a man. And thank you for the job that you guys do in the community of Green Bay and the state of Wisconsin, Mason. I really thank you.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate it. And, you know, I just kind of want to leave with, just hope people don't ever get discouraged, you know, because it's not always pretty. It's not always perfect. And you just kind of, you keep finding yourself going back to the root of it all, and making sure that, you try to get grounded in Christ, and, you know, you can see things through.
Well, in that last sentence in the quote that I started the show with, Mason said, "I know that God cares for me all the time, regardless of any outcome here." And amen to that. Mason, thank you so much. Good luck the rest of the way, and really appreciate your time today.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
More now of Faith in the Zone, discovering people of sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Back with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and look who decided to join us. He is the head pastor from Brookside Baptist Church. Pastor Ken Keltner, how you been?
I'm doing great, Mike. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. Mason Crosby was really good. What a good interview. And we taped that a little bit ago, and he had a rough week, but man, he bounces back. He bounced back really well this week, and I look forward to getting your feelings on the interview that I did with Mason. The rest of the show, and I have to explain how I got to Steve Zeller real quick before I introduce him. Mm-hmm. I had a potential client. I'm a sales guy here at Entercom. Potential client that I was talking to down in Chicago, and I was asking some questions. Did you grow up in Chicago? No, I'm an Indiana girl. And where'd you go to college? Went to Indiana. Are you a sports fan? A big-time Indiana basketball fan. So I said, hey, I do this show called Faith in the Zone, and I've over the years, people have recommended Tom Crean to me. And I said, the problem is I went to one of his practices when he was coaching at Marquette, and the language that he used, I don't think he'd be a good fit. And a number of people have said, hey, you got to understand, one of the Zeller boys really helped him with that and really kind of turned him back, and he's really strong in his faith. And the girl I was talking to said, really, I babysat the Zeller boys. I said, what? She goes, yeah, they lived like right close to where I grew up. And I said, how big were they? She said they were big and they were really nice boys. I said, I would love to reach out to their mom and dad one time to have that part of Faith in the Zone, you know, talk about parenting, you know, boys like the Zeller boys. And she said, look, I'll try to get, you know, Steve, your number, and maybe you guys can do this. So we are joined today by Steve and Lori Zeller. You know what? They're parents of Luke, Cody, and Tyler. They are authors, speakers, and they are on the board of a number of nonprofits, two of them, the Zeller Experience and Distinction.org. Distinction is a faith-based nonprofit program that involves the whole family and focuses on character through training basketball. So right up our alley, Pastor. Yeah. I mean, right up our alley. We're joined this first segment with Steve Zeller. Steve, how you been?
Good. Thanks for having me today. I'm excited about being on.
Hey, as we're doing this, a number of times I will let you know that if you want to read this book, Raising Boys the Zeller Way, you can Google that. Go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or to their Facebook page, which is Raising Boys the Zeller Way. And I would recommend, I know, Pastor, I've got three grandsons that live across the street. You raised four boys,
yep.
So you know exactly kind of what, you know, what they've gone through and what they're still going through. Hey, Steve, can we talk a little bit about your upbringing and where you were raised? And I know that you went to Iowa State, played football there. You're also a high school, pretty good, from what I read, pretty good high school basketball player. But where were you raised?
Raised in Springville, Iowa. It's a little town just northeast of Cedar Rapids.
And you ended up being a Cyclone, playing football at Iowa State. Good decision to go there?
It was a good decision to go there. I actually wasn't very good at football there, to be honest with you. I walked on, and that actually helped me tremendously with some of the things that the boys went through in their recruiting and everything. I'm from my background really is I'm the youngest of 12 kids.
Wow.
And mom and dad were, mom had an eighth grade education, dad had a sixth grade education, and they were two of the smartest people that I knew. And dad raised us, there were six boys and six girls, and dad raised us with, things back then, he lived through the Depression and all that. And he really simplified things in my mind, because those guys were, that generation was amazing. Having fought in World War II, and he treated people with just total respect, and he also treated himself with total respect. He was very good in his own skin, and that helped me tremendously be able to work with the boys and be able to help them, though none of us are perfect parents. I can tell you stories, as far as a story in particular that really kind of tells that I ended up being, even though I knew better, I ended up being one of those, that dads, that, the story is just AAU. I got a sixth grade son being my oldest one, Luke, and, I'm taking him to AAU, which I've made into my infinite wisdom. I made a decision to travel 4 hours, to be able to take him to these AAU from Washington, Indiana, to Fort Wayne. And so we go up there and we do the AAU thing. We go on Friday night, stay overnight. He plays three games. We go to Sunday. He plays another game and he ends up losing. The team loses early and we travel back home. After 3 hours, I pull into a McDonald's and I'll never forget it. I pulled into that McDonald's, parked the car, and I looked over at him and he was looking down at, he's got a 6'4" frame. As a sixth grader, he was huge. And he's looking down at his big feet, and he goes, "Was there anything I did right this weekend?" I spent 3 hours telling him all the things that I thought a dad should tell. And from that point on, I made the pact with myself that I was going to tell him one thing good afterwards and then wait for them to ask. And they always did. It was Luke and Cody would always ask sometime on the ride home, "What could have I done better?" Tyler would always wait. Personalities are different. Tyler would wait till about 5 minutes before I went to bed, and then he'd ask. He knew it was only 5 minutes.
Smart boy there.
Doing
research for this and for this show, and I read a question and answer with you, and one of the questions is, what advice would you give to parents on performance who desire to help their child succeed? And your answer was great. What I love the best is when you said, look, regardless of how they played, by telling them five words, "I love watching you play." this is unconditional love, and it will help the child know their parents love them and support them regardless of performance. And I just, boy, I'll tell you what, as a coach for 36 years, I wish that I would love to have parents that take their son or daughter aside, no matter the outcome of the game and how they played, and just said that to them. Look, it doesn't matter to me. I just love watching you play. And I think that that would really benefit a lot of these kids, Steve. I think that's wonderful advice.
Well, Mike, you know, as a parent of one of your teammates that you coach. I tried to do that.
Oh, Pastor.
And Steve, I got to tell you this story.
Hold on.
Let me tell a story.
We're on Faith in
Zone. I will. I actually will remember that. And we sent the boys over there for Mike to coach him. But I got to tell you this one story. You played Rockford Christian. I don't think you guys had beaten Rockford Christian. And our second son, Kevin, just had an incredible game. And Mike came up to me after the game. He says, "Ken, I'm going to tell you right now, as your friend, if you say one negative thing to your son after that incredible game, I'm coming after you." And so Kevin walked out into the gym with his buddies, you know, and I was there with him, and I took my index finger, and I'm pointing it real hard at him. I'm going, "Kevin, that is the greatest game that I've ever seen you play. That was tremendous." Well, Mike thought, as he was on the other side of the gym, that here I am scolding him, and Mike comes running across the gym floor.
I've never been that fast.
And I said, "Mike, I am telling him how awesome he did."
You know,
so when you said that, I just had to tell that story, Mike.
Hey, well, Steve, you got to understand that, and I've told this, but when I was coaching Pastor Ken's boys, and he would come up to me after the game, I had to identify who I was talking to. Am I talking to my pastor? Am I talking to my friend? Or am I talking to a parent? Because I'm going to answer your question totally different to all three of those.
He did a great job.
He put me in a very difficult position. I have to tell you that. Hey, what did you learn? And how did you then go with Cody and Tyler differently through the AAU process after hearing that in that McDonald's parking lot?
One, I didn't try as hard. I let things just happen. Now, I always say Luke was the pioneer because he did blaze the trail for the other two, because with Luke, his name wasn't known. He didn't have any. Well, once Luke blazed the trail, the other two, they were kind of waiting for. Mm-hmm. And so that made a big difference for him. The other thing is just relaxed and enjoyed it. We talked about more things. You know, Luke was very good at Sunday mornings. We get a lot of questions as far as, what'd you do Sunday mornings as far as missing church? I actually got more church by going on those AAU trips, because Luke would pick out, he'd spend the week picking out certain things he wanted to cover in the Bible. And being raised a Catholic, we didn't spend a lot of time on the Bible. So it was very enriching for me being able to talk about the things in the Bible. And then not only that, but I got his perspective as well. And so it was helpful. And like I said, to me, that was better than going to church. One, I got the family time and the father-son time, and then I also got the God time.
That's awesome. We are talking with Steve Zeller. We're going to get to a quick break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk to Lori Zeller. And again, they are parents of Luke Cody and Tyler Zeller, authors, speakers, and on the board of Distinction and Zeller Experience. I would highly recommend this book, Raising the Boys the Zeller Way. If you Google that, or you go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, a number of different ways, or to their Facebook page, Raising Boys the Zeller Way. Steve, thank you. We're going to get back to you in the last segment. We're going to ask you at that time for your testimony, and we'll talk a little bit more about raising these boys. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone. An inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Sorens Ford of Brookfield. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church. We are now joined by Lori Zeller. Again, Steve and Lori Zeller, parents of Luke, Cody, and Tyler. And I'm sorry to say that Tyler was let go by the Bucks and made it known my thoughts on that off the air. Wasn't happy about it. They are authors, speakers, and on a number of boards, including Distinction and the Zeller Experience. Hey, Lori, thank you so much for a couple of minutes of your time. How are you?
We're great. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, doing some research, my favorite quote from you was when the boys were out in the driveway playing basketball, somebody would come in bloody just about every day. And I started to laugh when you said that. And Pastor Ken has four sons. And all really good athletes. I coached all of them in basketball. And there's no doubt in my mind that just about every day, one of them came in bloody.
Unfortunately, yeah. You know, I mean, and Lori, I always tell the ladies in our church who have all boys, mothers are tough with boys. Mothers with boys are tough. And many of them will look at me and go, we're tough, but we're tired. And I'm telling you, as soon as Mike told me that you all were going to be interviewed today, I said, I would have loved to watch some basketball games in the driveway, because as competitive as my boys would be, you know, when they're playing for Mike and they went on to a D3 Bible college where they played basketball, as competitive as they wanted to be there, the most competitive is going to come out against their brothers in the driveway and their dad. They'd get their dad in there. And I remember one of them put an arm bar on me and I fell to the ground and he goes, what? Dad, I mean, have you gotten weak on us or what?
Yeah, no doubt.
As we talk to Lori Zeller, we've talked a little bit about the book Raising Boys the Zeller Way. Here's the best way to get this book. You can email Lori, and they have them in stock. They can send them out, and it's going to save you a little bit of money. It's L Zeller, the number 40, lzeller, the number 40, at gmail.com. Send her an email, and you can get the book for $20. They're in stock. They'll send it right out. If you want it personalized or autographed by the entire Zeller family, by Luke, Cody, Tyler, and Steve and Lori, it's $30. And what a great holiday gift, a great birthday gift. And I would highly recommend it. If you're driving while you're listening to this, get a hold of me at the radio station. I will have Lori's email address, but again, lzeller, the number 40, at gmail.com.
Hey, Lori, I have a question for you. As a mother of three boys that were very, very active and involved in sports, what was the one aspect of motherhood for you as they were growing that you really tried to work on or instill in their lives?
You know, our household was pretty strict when the boys were growing up, and part of that was just surviving through it. Mm-hmm. You know, families are so entirely busy, and I'm a pretty organized person, so I used to always say, if it's not on the calendar, it's not going to happen. So, you know, we had to make sure that we had everybody going in the appropriate direction and stuff. But our household was pretty strict. We, you know, they had to have manners even at home, and they had to be respectful. And, you know, a lot of times people will ask us, you know, did your boys fight when they were at home, and did they argue? And we were like, yes, absolutely. But, you know, then we were always proud of them when they were out in public, that we always felt like they had each other's back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's okay if your household is chaotic and you've got a lot going on, but they also have to know how to turn that on and off so that they can be respectful and responsible when they're out in public.
You know, Lori, I always told people I wanted to know what my son was like when he couldn't smell my cologne, right? I'm not in the neighborhood. Yes. I'm not around the corner. What is he like? And I would ask people, and my son would say, would you quit asking people that? And I said, no, it's really important because I want to know what you're like. And I want to know that you're representing our family and you're a good ambassador for what we're teaching you. Pastor, I do, again, some research. They were asked, Steve and Lori Zeller, what Bible verse impacted your parenting the most as your sons are growing up? And it was Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those who love God. And then they explained, they talked, the verse helped them because it reminded them that there would be good times and rough times, but through it all, God is faithful. And I know that's a verse that certainly the book of Romans we've been in for.
Yeah, we have been in Romans. And I mean, it's what Tyler's going through right now. And to know that God's perfect plan is being worked out, and it looks bleak, but it's just awesome to see that God is in complete control and he directs our steps. And probably the other verse that stood out to me was Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your steps. And that was a big part of, hey, it's the Lord, not your plan.
Yep, absolutely. That Romans verse is written just on a sticky note on our refrigerator, and it was, I put it up actually when Tyler was in college, and he had a rough game, and you know, it was just like a roller coaster up and down, and that's just a verse that I can always look at, and it applies to so many days. You know, like obviously there's good times, but there's also those tough times. And you know, the other day when Tyler was waived by the Bucks, I text messaged him and I said, I can't wait to see what God has planned next for you.
Right.
Hey, I got to
you know, it's just on to the next thing.
I just got to tell you, that was my dad's with the Lord. He was in the ministry for 50 years. That was the phrase he would always use. And when you said that, it just brought back memories of my dad. He'd always say, I can't wait to see what God's going to do now. That is a great, great way to look
awesome.
At it.
Awesome. We are talking right now with Lori Zeller. Steve and Lori Zeller, they're parents of Luke, Cody, and Tyler, and author, speakers, and on a number of nonprofit boards. Pastor?
Hey, Lori, we don't have much time, but could you just share with us how you your journey of faith with the Lord Jesus took place?
Yeah, I was. I have two older brothers, and I was a younger sibling. And so my brothers are 10 and 12 years older than me. So I was kind of raised as almost like as an only child. But my parents are Lutheran, and we were just taught every Sunday you go to church, and there was no dispute about that. And after Steve and I were married, he was Catholic and I was Lutheran, and we made a commitment that we're going to be one of those two religions before we had kids. So we went through the Lutheran classes, we went through the Catholic classes, and then Steve said, you know, let's raise our kids Lutheran. Not that one was better than the other, but it was just what we were comfortable with. So our boys were raised Lutheran, and same thing, went to church every Sunday. You know, there'd be Sundays when they would not want to get up and go to church. And I'd tell them the same thing that my parents told me is, you can take a nap this afternoon, but you've got to get up and go to church. So that's kind of the climate that I was raised in, and then kind of the climate in our house. And then our boys had their own spiritual journey as they grew as well.
We are talking again with Steve and Lori Zeller. I love the fact that when Steve was talking about when they would go to an AAU tournament, that I was raised Catholic, and we were told to carry the Bible. We don't have to look at it. Don't worry about what's in it. You know, just look good when you carry it. And until I started going to a church that opened the Bible, I would go and say, it was like a history lesson to me each and every week. But I love the fact that he said, look, we would have these conversations about what's in the Bible and what it means to our boys. And I think that's just so important. I really do. Hey, we just got 1 minute left. Lori, how difficult was it to have, you know, when you get to be the big man at campus, as your boys were at an early age in grade school and in high school and college, how hard was it to keep them grounded and continue to have them, you know, be humble and not get too big of a head? Was that difficult as a parent with these three boys?
Really, our boys were, they were pretty easy to raise. They did stay pretty humble. When they were going through school, I worked in the athletic office, so I had access to, I was in the same building as they were in. So I used to always tell them, you know, I'm going to know everything that you do, either from teachers or whatever. So they stayed well grounded.
Well, I'll tell you, that's good for you guys. I hear nothing but good things about these boys. And I have to tell you, Lori, in the circles that I run in, if there was bad things to say about your boys, I would hear them. I would hear them. Well, you know those Zeller boys, they're out there drinking all day, and nothing. Yeah. Nothing but really good things. So you should be really proud of the job that you guys have done. Again, the book is called Raising Boys the Zeller Way, and the best way to get this book is to email Lori at lzeller, then the number 40, lzeller, the number 40, at gmail.com. They have them in stock, and they'll ship them out fairly quickly for you. Lori, it's so nice to meet you. Thank you very much. We look forward to having more time with you the next time that we get you on Faith in the Zone.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a blessing.
Thank you so much. We'll get back, and we're going to continue our conversation with Steve on the other side. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Back to Faith in the Zone, a journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time. Covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Somebody please call 911.
You love having Pastor, me in studio.
Pastor,
you love
just
it.
Headbutted.
Just go ahead.
He headbutted the microphone. I have no idea. You're right over there, brother.
I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
fine.
Good. Wait, get you
talking.
A napkin for that forehead of yours. Welcome back. We're talking to Steve and Lori Zeller, again, parents of Luke Cody and Tyler, three big-time basketball players. They're authors, speakers, and on the board of a number of different nonprofits, including Zeller Experience and Distinction. If you get a chance, you want to find out what a basketball, I guess camp, it's an organization is what it is, and they're training kids, better basketball players through family and focus on character. Go to distinction.org. It's distinction.org. It's distinxion.org. You know, in experience and distinction, Steve, the X is there for a reason, correct?
It is there for a reason. The Greek symbol for Christ is the X, and it puts it in the middle of what we do. He is in the middle of everything we do, and that includes Distinction and Zeller Experience, which is both the basketball training that we do.
Yeah, and that's so important for us to keep our focus on Jesus, you know, as our Savior, and He is really the center of life for the believer, and I think that is awesome, Steve. That's really what you keep your focus on with that.
Pastor Ken, we talked earlier about my dad, and you know, one of the things that my dad taught me, and then Lori and I were able to teach the boys, is that if you look at it as, you know, Jesus and God, it's bigger than what we are doing here on earth. It puts everything in perspective, what happens here, and you don't get so tied up in, because you're going to have your bumps along the way. Tyler going through what he's going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're very proud of him because he's pretty even keeled on it. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because he knows there's a reason for what's happening, and the ultimate is at the end, we've done the right things and we followed what the path that Christ has allowed us to go on.
You know, the scripture talks about setting our affections on things above, not on things of the earth. And, you know, when Jesus Christ, you know, left heaven, came to this world and died on the cross for our sins, and the opportunity for God and man to become united has been made possible through Jesus. That's what really brought out this program of Faith in the Zone for people to share how their journey, you know, with Christ began. and to keep that focus. And your boys, you know, Mike and I have been talking, have great testimonies there of their faith and faith in the Lord. And I love your focus with Christ, because that is what's important. I mean, basketball, you know, I are you still getting out playing any basketball with the boys?
Not with the boys. They hurt me now.
Yeah, I know. My point is, basketball will fade, you know, and we finally reach a point. I used to always love to go out and play, but now I'm done. I don't really get out and play. And everything is so fleeting, and it's fading. And Solomon in Ecclesiastes talks a lot about life is a vapor. It's here and then it's gone. But what's important is eternity. And that is where the message of Christ comes in, and that's why I'm glad you keep that focus of Christ.
And it does. It makes, I think it takes all the pressure off, you know, with you only worry about those things you can control, and you let, you know, God control the rest of those things. And it just takes all that pressure off of life itself.
We're talking to Steve Zeller. Again, he is him and his wife Lori. They are the parents of Luke Cody and Tyler Zeller. If you know anything about high school, college, and pro basketball, you know the Zeller boys. You've seen them play. And hey, very quickly, Steve, the recruiting process for these three boys, did you as a family, did you guys enjoy that time, or is that a stressful, difficult time for you guys?
Blessed to have all three boys, because once again, Luke was the pioneer. So
sure.
I enjoyed his probably more than he enjoyed it, because I was so excited about meeting everybody and seeing able to meet these coaches, these famous coaches, because he's being recruited by, you know, all the big colleges in the United States. And he ended up, I ended up burning him out. We were going every weekend, and we were trying to decide what college he wanted to go to. And then when Tyler came along, we made the choice, hey, we're just going to spend 1 week, and him and I, father, son, are going to go on a trip. And we went to several colleges for a week. And when Cody came along, he said, hey, I just want to go to football games on my recruiting trips.
Awesome.
And we went to some great football games, you know, Ohio State, USC. We went up and saw the Big House in Michigan, Iowa.
What about Oklahoma? What about Oklahoma?
they never recruited Oklahoma.
I need to call Oklahoma. Somebody down there.
What about Wisconsin?
Yes, right.
You didn't come.
Actually, we didn't make it up to Wisconsin. We did do the Michigan, but we didn't make it up to Wisconsin either.
Well, we no longer want to talk to Steve Zeller. we no longer want him on Faith in the Zone. He doesn't understand the Badger power. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, huge up there. It is huge.
It is. You know what, and Bo, I'll tell you what, my wife has, again, been the wife of a basketball coach. She was my girlfriend when I started coaching at the age of 17, and I've been doing this a really long time. And she has enjoyed watching the team, some of the teams that I've coached, but that Badger team that got to the finals and lost to Duke with just Frank and Sam and all, that team was the team that captured her. And I finally asked her why, because she wouldn't miss a game. She would tape them, and I'd come home one night, she'd be watching a game. And I said, what about this team? And she said, Michael, it's one of the few teams I've ever seen that I truly believe that they don't care who scores. All they want to do is win, and they share the ball, and they defend, and they do all the things that I keep hearing you talk about and hope that your team is. But that team really does the things that I just enjoy watching them play. And so it was fun that year and that run, those 2 years that they got to the Final Four and then got to the finals. I wish they would have closed the deal. I wasn't happy that they lost to Duke, I can tell you that.
And being from Tyler going to North Carolina, yeah. I can relate to that.
Yeah, but I remember watching Frank play.
Frank is now one of Cody's teammates.
So yep.
We've gotten to know Frank well. Good guy.
Good guy. Loves Wisconsin. Is a big Badger backer. And Boy, he player of the year. He really did come out of almost nowhere. You didn't know much about him as a freshman, and he kind of broke out on the scene a little bit as sophomore, but his junior and senior year were just incredible. Hey, when these boys left for college, Steve, you and Lori pretty comfortable where they were in their faith and comfortable to let them go and start to formulate their walk with God when they left for campus?
Absolutely. All three of them, we felt very good about where they were at. And it was fun to watch them because they would go in and one of the first things they would do is find a church they were comfortable with, and they didn't go into the first church that everybody else recommended. Sometimes they would search out to be able to find a church that they wanted to go to, and one that not only fit them from the people standpoint, but fit them from being able to grow their spiritual end of it.
In fact, I believe, does Cody go to the church? We talked about the pastor that we had at Faith in the Zone. From Charlotte.
Oh yeah. He played at North Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, Steve, we talked about him when we talked
Chadwick.
Pastor Chadwick. Is that the church that he goes to?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome. David Chadwick.
Yeah.
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 David Chadwick. Yeah.
Hey guys, thank you so much. Steve, I really appreciate it. Please thank Lori for us. And I would love to reach back out to you in about 6 months because there's about 40 more questions that we just didn't have time to. Again, guys, if you're interested, Raising Boys the Zeller Way, you can email Lori, and that's the best way to get this book. It's lzeller40@gmail.com, and they have them in stock. They can ship them right out. I know that I'm going to be sending her an email here in about 10 minutes because I want to pick up this book for my son-in-law, John Bonner, who's raising three boys of his own, and I just want him to read this book. Steve, thanks a lot for your time. Certainly have a great weekend, and you let Tyler know my thoughts that I gave you off the air, and good luck to all those guys. Thank you,
and
Steve.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Pastor, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to see you, Mike.
Thanks for listening. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You've been listening to Faith in the Zone with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You can hear Faith in the Zone every Sunday at 8 a.m. To find past shows, exclusive podcasts, or to contribute with an inside tip for a guest, simply go to faithinthezone.com. Faith in the Zone is an inside look at people of sports and their walk in faith. Join us again next Sunday for Faith in the Zone, right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Was it really amazing grace? Now I know for certain, Lord, it was you that rescued me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.